Kick its ass.
Oh, you would never do anything about your hair band, man. It's your hairline you should be ashamed of. Why are you amplifying it with the hairband?
I'm trying. Well, because it lends some sort of weight to the idea that I'm not bothered. It's like a really fat guy wearing horizontal stripes.
Or the shaving when you're balding is like, I'm owning it.
I'm taking advantage of the owning. I actually thought when I first went for it that the hairline was going to be worse. So while it's certainly not what it was when I was 25, which was about a year ago.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Buftovnik.
It's like one of the, anything like that though. It's like when you're still fat, but you know you were fatter a month ago, and you're like, I'm pretty good. I'm doing all right. Yeah. Yeah, but the world doesn't see that. They're like, that fat guy's still pretty fat.
Yeah, there's only nobility in being better than your past self. So the trick is to be an absolute piece of shit really early on. Yeah. Fat as fuck, bald as fuck.
And then it famously grows back and is easy to lose.
I do remember sort of twigging a version of that when I was in school, when like there would be like teachers would like value like the guys who weren't that good at school just doing a little bit less bad, and they'd like, get like high praise and stuff, and I'd be like, I always do my homework. Where's my reward?
Yeah.
And the lesson I learned, of course, was just sandbag, bro. Just fucking sandbag it, you know. Do so shitty that like just you don't throw something at the teacher and they're delighted with you. Be that guy.
Yeah.
they teach a bunch of good lessons in Irish schools, man.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were as bad at maths as you were at Irish after 13 years.
God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ on the cross, man. I wouldn't be allowed out of the house.
And they try. They spent the same amount of time teaching you. It's like, you're still like, oh, this 2 plus what is 4? I'm a categorical dulgity on subtraction. I don't, not sure.
Going back to hair for a moment, I've had a friend.
I'd like to go back to having hair. Yeah, that'd be.
Well, it's available. The technology is available, and I've had a friend who's made a couple of trips to Turkey recently, for the transplants.
Oh yeah.
But I heard through the various, you know, his will be, I imagine, fine. He's very obviously like a man with transplants at the moment. But apparently a lot of people do it way too early when they haven't gone fully bald. So they do like the transplant in the middle bit, and then they continue the male pattern baldness going out.
Yeah.
They end up with this weird moat around their transplants.
they do. And in fact, that is why if you get it before a certain age, they basically give you, I don't know what the drug is. It was, you know, in The Simpsons, it was like Demoxenil or whatever. It's not called that. It's called like Finasteride or something. And you have to take that for the rest of your life to stop that happening. Yeah. And it is, though, it's without side effects. It's harmless.
No, many of the people who take it are armless. One of the...
the thalidomide defense.
Your arms.
One of the different lad decided he wanted his hair back and went the drug approach, and he was like, it was fucking brilliant. My cock didn't work for about a year, but my wife didn't mind. She liked me having hair again.
Well, like the hair having and the cock function thing is a lot like, I mean,
it's two sides.
They certainly are. And I mean, look, we all, well, maybe you didn't all after a line at it. To the same degree that I did, but we've all gone on dates where we've maybe had to try to go for the Dutch courage approach, and it maybe worked, but then it didn't work. You know,
The Dutch giveth and the Dutch taketh away.
Taketh away, indeed, and you never feel dafter than when you gave yourself impotence. Because as well, you definitely did it with like an, like you didn't, the drink that did it didn't make a difference. Like there, you needn't have had.
Yeah. It wasn't the first one.
No, it's
it wasn't the second.
Has the science come in yet on the right number?
I can have six and it still works, but if I have seven, it's not working.
Oh, I see. You've done the personal science.
That's seven on many occasions.
They call them, yeah. People who try to sleep with these, like, oh, they call them all seven manis. Like, wow, that's a pretty big dick. No. Well, if six is just right.
The thing about that is as well, like, I pretty much know. I know. It's not like I don't know, but I'll still try. Like, cut your losses, dude. They won't be as annoyed if you cut your, if you're just like, yeah, like I'm not even going back with you. It's not happening.
I'm not gonna fuck up your ultimately mourning by.
Yeah, I was just like after a certain amount of drinks, you've just got a very gassy bed partner for the evening. If you I'm bringing nothing positive anyway.
So, man, next time I'm out with you and Michelle, and Michelle is like, no, that's six. I'll be like, oh, shit.
Oh, we all know what that means.
You underestimate my sexual crapness. She's probably trying to get that seventh one into me at this stage. No, the one that's one too many, and give it to him.
And give it to your husband.
I'd rather the gas, to be honest. I'd rather the gas.
Yeah, just sit there.
Look, it's gas or ass, and I know which one I'm choosing.
We're here on the final countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this, it is you alone. I'm here to tell you we have...
Yeah, you are unique.
We have not acquired a new listener in about 4 years.
And we've steadily lost all of the others.
Yeah, but we're like, I mean, even if we were in the car,
we wouldn't know what to do with the listener if we got it.
No, we didn't know what to do with them when we had them.
There's a couple of thousand quid still sitting in James Belfast's account.
Well, he needs it, to be fair.
He does need it. He needs it more than us.
Yeah.
Poor fella. The Health and Safety Authority did pay him a lot of money for that that building site safety eye campaign that they ended up not showing. Err on the Side of Caution, I think it was called. So that's...
Stupid,
because they thought it's stupidly funny. Look, hey, yeah.
And sometimes the stupid ones are the best ones, you know.
Stupid,
not that time, but sometimes they are, man.
Stupid babies need the most attention. You know, it doesn't matter. At a certain point, it doesn't matter how funny Al Porter is. You know, I'm not going to his show.
Yeah, he's still doing shows though. I think he's in Vicar Street.
He's back in a big,
won't be on TV for a while, but like
that's coming back to him. I wouldn't have said he was going to do Vicar Street again, but there he is, you know. Hey, still doing better than John Goodman, who's lost a lot of weight, and I don't think he did it right, because he looks like he's dead.
Yeah, I need to see. I did see John Goodman had lost a lot of weight and he didn't look good, but I haven't seen it in a while. I'm going to need a refresh.
I mean, he may have.
Bring that up there. Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't.
No.
Oh, wow. Sorry, there's that. Like, I know he's old. He is old, but like.
Yeah.
He looks older than 72, and that's just because like there was a lot of fat filling out that face for the longest time.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, like fat. When you're younger, being heavy ages you, but when you're older, being heavy is doing a little bit of youthening on you.
Yeah. Plump you up,
and you realize that like so many people that you like that you had what their size was, right? Like John Goodman carried weight very well. Like he looked like he should be, like he's a big guy. Put it on everywhere. It was sort of, you know, it was proportionally. If you're gonna be fat, that's the way you'd want to be fat.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that means that you will not be as motivated, I think, to address the problem in any way.
We had a friend in college who, I would say, exercised a lot. Yeah. Well, carried a lot of extra weight. But like, because he carried it like mostly in his shoulders and arms, it was like, well, he can't slim down because like he looks jacked.
It's true. That man was bulging with what easily could have been muscle for
yeah. You know, and do you know what the funny thing is? I could be talking about three or four people that we knew.
Easily could be. And
it was like, oh, like it looks great. It's like, yeah, but like that ain't muscle, baby. That's just like a gift from the gods, you know.
Yeah, it's just a sort of proportional allocation of we all know who you're specifically talking about, but it could be a number of people. Yeah, I've known people where it's like you'll see them and it seems like they've lost weight, but actually they've just proportionally put on more of it on their shoulders or something, so they look like slimmer. It must be incredibly uncomfortable to go around in a body like that, but it looks fine.
It looks fine. They carry it off. Let's get John Goodman on the phone.
Let's get the Goodman on here, man. You know, let's see what he's fucking doing with himself. You know.
He's in a TV series called The Connors.
That's Roseanne minus Roseanne. It's Roseanne.
That's what that is.
Yeah, the Connors were. That's her family. Was the Connors? He died in the original Roseanne. His character, I'm pretty sure.
What? He's a ghost. Yeah,
I don't know what they did to retcon it. I'm pretty sure in the first run of Roseanne, like at one point, Dan, which was John Goodman's character, died, and like then he's just back. I'm not a big Roseanne fan, but it was on a lot when I was younger. So I know you're all tuned in for the beer talk, and we have each got a beer today. I have here, not got a beer actually. I made that up. Jack Toner there is trying on various different suits, so probably doesn't want to ruin the.
I know the suits are done. I did have a beer earlier, but I don't have one now.
Was it very delicious?
Oh, yeah, a breakfast beer.
A breakfast beer.
I had a 5 p.m. not meeting Martin until 5:30 emergency barrel beer because he was like, I'm outside your office. Are you busy? I'm like, no, he's like, we'll go for a drink in the storyteller. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great, man. Let's do it.
Nice.
I mean, you know, if you that and then that beer sufficed to dull the thorough monotony of Jack's company while also preparing you for the utter pain in the arse that Martin's company was about to be. And then it just leads you right into how shit a time this podcast is.
And Manus, I've got to go back to work after it.
Oh,
wow,
goodness.
What a life you live.
Can I ask you a question about that one suit, Jack?
Which one?
The one is that a double breasted suit?
Yes, it is, Manus. I decided to go full cunt.
Fucking bring it back, baby.
It's already back, baby. It's back.
So the pants are actually somewhere between like trackies and a suit pant.
There is an odd mix going on there. What why is that?
This is an olive colored double breasted suit. It also came in a navy blue, which I was like, it looks a bit like I'm pretending to be an admiral of something. And the guy in the suit shop said, you see that jacket there?
It's called the Admiral.
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
He specifically actually pointed out the window to another shop, which had the same thing, but with brass buttons. And he was like, that's for pedos. Without the brass buttons, it's fine. But you should go with the green.
is the feeling that people who go on yachts are nonces, or what was his sort of?
I think it's that if you're buying that, you probably don't have a yacht, and you're trying to look like you do, and that is big nonce behavior.
Yeah.
Are children particularly? Are they particularly? See, the hairline's great now when I do this. Are children particularly impressed by yacht owners, though? I thought they were more into like puppies.
Well, no, I think all forms of transport. Like, if you own a train, they really like that. But unfortunately, yachts are far more accessible.
It's true. If you have Thomas the Tank Engine, buddy, you are going to be, I mean, it might not be legal, but they're not going to tell anyone. You're fine.
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but you know that all of those fucking Thunderbirds are nonsense. Just look at them. Everyone in the Thunderbirds is a nonce.
The whole Thunderbird, each noncier than the last. And to a point as well, where it's like, if you got by the Thunderbirds, buddy, how little attention were you paying? That you got arrested by the fucking uniformed nonce police. So nancy were the Thunderbirds. How nancy were they? they're so nancy. No, there was, yeah, the Thunderbirds were nancy. There's no doubt about it. And that's why the film was so crap. And instead of working on all those clear script problems it had, they were just fucking nancing, man. Just nancing out. And people talk about Jimmy Savile, and he was a terrible cunt. The Thunderbirds didn't even get fucking found out, man.
No, they didn't. They were cancelled before they could get cancelled.
It's true.
Because the show was shit.
They got out on top, is what you're saying.
That's the secret. Just before you're about to be cancelled, just make your output really shit, so people can't really tell.
The new addition that I've put on to the frankly already almost perfect joke of pretending that well-known films are documentaries is insisting, when it's pointed out to me that they were in fact real because they didn't have strings, is directly inspired by the Thunderbirds and their visible strings.
Fucking Titanic was real, man.
Well, I mean, that did happen, but it wasn't a documentary. I guess, you know, Titanic, not the best example for this show. Lord of the Rings is the one I usually go for. And again, no strings.
And we don't have any proof yet that didn't happen a long time ago.
It could easily have happened a long time ago. And by the time I saw Green Book, Aragorn had aged sufficiently for me to believe that it probably happened in the Middle Ages. Gotta like a bit of Green Book, man. An interesting detail in that film, which I don't know what the point of it was, so if it's based on a true story, I suppose this part's probably true, where they just had him able to, Aragorn's character, able to eat just prodigious amounts of food. And it didn't come into anything. They were like, oh, he won a hot dog eating contest down at the local diner, and I'm waiting for him to solve racism with this power, and he just never does.
Just a real appendix to the story.
I was waiting for the obligatory clan rally, and that he was going to defeat the Grand Wizard with a fucking, by just swallowing some Nathan's, man. And it just never...
Like a ski resort movie where he has to save the mountain by winning a big contest.
How hard would it have been for them to throw it in at the end? I just, this is what DVD extras are for, I guess, and maybe I should get the DVD, but that's something Netflix has never provided for me. That, frankly, with the amount of money I've given them versus the amount of content I've enjoyed on their platform, give me a few fucking extras, that.
Give me a few extras. Yeah, I'd love some extras. I love the shit extras, because the shit extras are so fun to watch.
Yes, they are.
The extra of Donnie Darko with the commentary from a really annoying 17-year-old Jake Gyllenhaal.
Love it.
It was infuriating.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll never forget it.
I would like some extras on my Netflix. Although the money that I have given Netflix in exchange for not very much entertainment is probably outweighed by the money I've never given Spotify for just loads.
Oh, is that because we're still on the family plan?
We're on the family plan, brother. Yes, we are. And I'm for family planning in general.
Yep.
It's fucking dumb.
Man Music Hood is a great organization.
It is. Just and like people are anti baby killing, and I just think that I think we are pussying out by saying it's not killing a baby. We're no, it's a fetus. Let's fucking kill some of those little cops. Because you know what they're gonna grow into, don't you? People.
40-year-olds.
Oh, I'd kill a few of them if I could.
4-year-olds. And 4-year-olds suck.
Well, they would if a 4-year-old don't get it twisted, Jack. If a 4-year-old could, he'd kill you and everyone you cared about. That's
very true.
They are. They don't develop empathy until they're at least dead. So I think the important thing to do.
What beer did you have, Jack? Since like you're the only one who actually drank a beer today.
I had a Guinness in the pub. But last night I had I cracked open a little bit of was I telling you I bought a really stupid bottle of tequila?
Oh yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
cracked it open a little bit last night. It's really stupid.
Yeah,
it's incredibly tasty.
Really?
Yeah, it just turns out that sometimes the expensive stuff is better.
Drink all of it now.
Drink
it all.
Oh, I don't want to.
Drink all of it.
No, he's doing it. He's doing it.
He's drinking it. Oh, my God. He's drinking it all.
Oh, no, this isn't going to end well.
You said the alcohol
just needs to be... Martin Sears is back with the chair.
You said the alcohol just needs to be inside my body, right?
Yeah. I can see, yeah, you just had a little swig out of it last night. Oh, yeah, up your butt. That'll be because the alcohol doesn't, if it gets to your butt before your mouth, it's actually good for you.
Yeah, wasn't that a thing? People absorb alcohol more through your anus.
Oh yeah, no, you certainly do. Like you can do yourself a right mischief by thinking that the amount of alcohol you have to put up your arse is similar to what you'd have to put. You'd have to titrate your alcohol just so to get it to get the buzz just right, as it were. I think the method of choice for bros and broettes the world over is to actually soak a tampon in the alcohol and then put that up your bottom.
And I know they normally do vodka. Will creme de cassis do?
Certainly fucking will, sir. And it will, and it will give you some very interesting doo-doo on the way out. You can, I don't know if you ever had the, do you ever, Gavin, have as part of your just wrecked arse disease, have like these peppermint oil tablets that make you like have a more soothing bowel movement?
Oh no, I haven't.
Yeah,
peppermint oil. No,
yeah, they're out of,
I have friend, real medicine.
a friend of mine who had a very similar arse disease to yours swore by them. He had they'd give you a nice suit, but much in the same way that there are things that would certainly exacerbate it on the way out. These little peppermint tablets give you like a cooling shamrock shake effect.
Oh no, he accidentally swapped the peppermint oil and the chili oil.
Yeah, because your arse is very sensitive to chili. It's like it knows. Fucking knows.
It fucking knows. Let me tell you, you don't need to stick a lot of chili up there to feel it.
To be aware. And it doesn't matter how much Black Forest Gatto you eat, your arse never tastes that. This never, no matter how much luscious cake you ingest, you get no feedback at all from your anus. One mere drop of capsaicin, and that's the end of you, it's buddy.
Good night, Irene.
Yeah, which is what I call my butthole.
Yeah.
Irene the butthole. Guinness, did you have a nice Guinness, Jack? Was it nicer, say, than in any other pub you might have had that Guinness in?
Hey, see, that's one of them pubs that does good Guinness.
Does it do the good Guinness?
Oh,
yeah.
Look, Diageo actually really need to work out like how they get the good Guinness in all pubs.
Yeah. Certain pubs have the good Guinness. You know what it is? I think it's actually it's the lines. I bet the lines is what's doing it. Yeah, I think they're making the Guinness good or bad or something. I don't know. I have to just absent myself from
conversations with normal people about.
I brought this up in a work. It's my littlest baggage is that it cannot go unsaid that Paul Guinness marketing. It's like, it's not that it's bullshit. It's that it's more magical. Yeah. It's like, it tastes like nothing, and everything that you taste about Guinness, you're bringing to it. It's like the wonder of the human mind. Like, you know.
Wait, it turns out.
I do often discuss when we did the ultimate test, and all decided that Island's Edge was great.
Yeah, I say that as well. I like wish Island's Edge wasn't discontinued. But jobs for... I mentioned it. Yeah. I mentioned it at the drinks I was at on Thursday, and they were like, "Oh, but did you do it in cans? Oh, yeah, it'd be very different in draft." It's like I had a draft Island's Edge the next fucking night, and it was delicious because my lovely. Eyes had been open. I'd walked out of Plato's fucking cave.
Well, can you remember the end of Plato's cave allegory? They were like, I'm pretty
Does
sure
he go back in?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they weren't sound to him when he like explained.
Yeah.
I think they kill him. I think that's how that one ends. And so you do feel that way. You're like, I don't fucking care what you like. I don't care what delusion you want to have. But the idea that you smugly will sit there and go, oh, this guy, what even? Not a real connoisseur. What would he know? And it is never followed by. And in order to prove it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a blind tick because on some level, you know.
You know. A friend of ours has a dad who loves Smithix, and there are good, for him, there are good Smithix pubs and bad Smithix pubs. And it's all about what glass they serve the Smithix in.
Oh, see, it's and what's fucking bananas about that is that these Guinness wankers would laugh at this man.
Yeah, I know. It's as silly.
It's as silly as the nut pointed out before. It's even in the case of like something like a lager, it's even sillier. To be like porter's way more robust, stout is way more robust than something like a really delicately like a Coors Light. I bet it takes fucking nothing to make that taste off, because it already tastes like nothing. So even a small adulteration, and you'd be like,
"No thanks."
Yeah, I don't know. It's the smugness and the we actually did do a blind test. I drank them until I was blind drunk. I'd say Murphy's probably has an extra creaminess factor that probably would determine that I'd prefer that. There was the Beamish now is also quite creamy. And there's a creaminess to the Beamish as well, which I would say is there in present as well in Guinness.
And how much creaminess is enough, Manus?
Well, the creamification scale, as we discussed there earlier on, Alton, actually does top out at 4 creamy beanies. So there we go. You know, it's pretty obvious.
And has anyone ever achieved 4 creamy beanies?
I achieved 3.5 one time, and I swear to God, I've been chasing that dragon ever since. It's never been achieved. It's theoretically. What I would very much like to try, in all seriousness, and I'm actually not, now that I think of it, the note might just have been joking, but I don't think so. He's funny, but that's not the type of joke he would tell. Where he seems to have found somewhere that does Guinness far and extra on nitro.
Whoa.
I don't know. I presume it's Guinness Open Gate. I can't think of anywhere else that would be doing that.
Probably.
Maybe worth a little trip back to the Guinness Open Gate. We probably won't be welcome. We probably won't be welcomed with the same pomp and circumstance that we were the last time we were there. You could still tap in as punters and just give it a little tasteroo. Because it's an open gate. It's not closed.
Yeah. But you do have to have a ticket to get through that open gate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not open to just the public. But they signed a lease for 10,000 years. They've only been there for 250. There's a lot more brewing to be done. You know, remember that?
I do remember that.
Remember we had a guy on from Guinness who said that on our podcast, and we just let him? We didn't make fun of him. We didn't call him gay.
Well, I would like to now read from a prepared statement, given that we did not allow those off the cuff remarks. That was gay.
Okay.
Oh man, I want that word back. I fucking want it back so bad. Calling lads who come out with Guinness shite in real life gay is fucking it's what's necessary.
Do you know what? It's homophobic because associating those wankers with the LGBT community is actually homophobic.
It's actually hurt. Yeah, it's very hurtful to the community. But I have spoken to the community and they say if it effectively stops that shit, that they'll get on board with it temporarily. Because no one will be more bothered about being called gay than a Guinness wanker.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the only thing that might say, oh, is it gay to do that? Oh, fucking, no, I never did it. I certainly wouldn't have done it. Oh, well. I guess they're probably not going to give us the word back, but hey, what are you going to do? We can try.
What are you going to ask? But who do you ask?
Who do you fucking ask? Ever since the split, it's become impossible to.
Yeah, I mean, I tried asking the gay Pope, but then the gay Orthodox community.
Don't even get me started on the Coptic gays. Fucking weird Pope that nobody knows about. Now what are you gonna do?
Damn you, weird second Pope.
You can just be a Pope as well. It's not a protected term. You can just fucking
the Pope of Dope just announced that shit one day.
He was the Pope of Dope.
Where'd he come from though?
He came from California. Yeah. The dirty south of Belgium. I'm telling you, sir. I wonder how the party harders are doing now. They were all elected to the Belgian Parliament. I'm fairly sure they didn't have
part of the harder party.
They actually partied a little too hardy and got elected. That's what fucking happened. I don't know what to tell you guys about how much fun at least 15 minutes of this podcast has been.
Yeah. And we will edit it. Not at all.
No, really, we actually could put out something every week that would be okay if I did a little bit of work, but that's not very likely.
It's not who we are anymore, fellas.
I think we'll be finding when it starts.
That's true. We've gradually become nothing. But to be honest, even if we put out like the most amazing podcast in the world, we tell no one. How would anyone find it? It does nothing matters. Especially not this, but especially not wrestling, but especially not this. No, wrestling's the most important thing in the world.
This.
You're like, hey, look, in the 1 minute I have before I have to jump, you're not going to hear any arguments from me.
Yeah. I spoke to a bunch of guys on the internet, actually, who said it's definitely the most important thing in the world, and you should fall out with people over differences of opinion on it. That's what they said.
I believe them. Those people said of sound mind and body.
They so wild. I've sound mind. I don't want to talk about their bodies. Yeah, Jack has a hard out at 7, so we are going to get out of here. So it's a 10 out of 10 for the creamy Guinness that Jack had earlier on.
Nice. My Waddy gets a 5.
It's a solid 5.
Well, okay. Now I'm gonna
let me tell you what. Colitis gets a fucking 0.
we're gonna have beef if you're talking shit about my Waddy.
No, he can't have beef. He has colitis.
It's my Waddy.
No, specifically, if you watch the tape from the mid-90s back, it is and has always been my personal Waddy.
I prefer to take a philosophical approach and say that it is, in fact, the Waddy of Christ, but that's just me. I'm a theology guy.
What's even more fun?
What?
I call it 8, not 7.
Hey. Hey!
Hey!
So, another hour of this it is.
Till 8 o'clock.
So it only gives us thing to cheers to
the communists making it our Waddy.
I think we've got a young Adam Sandler over here. To the communists making it our Waddy.
Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.